Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We are in Johnstown today, and in the first part of the program, we took a tour of important sites associated with the 1889 Johnstown flood. Now, as we settle into our broadcast location here at the Johnstown Area Heritage Association Discovery Center, we turn our attention to what the future holds for Johnstown, particularly the economic outlook. I'm joined now by Johnstown Mayor Frank Janakovic and Linda Thompson, President and CEO of Johnstown Area Regional Industries. Mayor Janakovic and Linda Thompson, hello. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks for having us here.
We spoke in our earlier segment about how Johnstown quickly recovered from the flood of 1889, but there have been more floods, and this community has struggled for decades. Mayor Janakovic, why has Johnstown struggled?
Well, once upon a time before the 77 flood, Johnstown employed approximately 18 to 20,000 people within U.S. Steel and Bethlehem Steel. And when the 77 flood hit, both of those operations reduced and eventually ceased operations. So Johnstown at that time was looking at other options for our city. And we through Congressman Murtha at that time, went more towards the technical skills, bringing in governmental contracts, military contracts, those sorts of things into the area. Of course, with Congressman Murtha's passing, we had to diversify again. So this is really the third step of what we're looking at in Johnstown. But the mills are still thriving, but they're looking at specialty mills now. Titanium rolling mills, changing from the military equipment building to fracking, the things that are available now. JWF is making tanks to hold fracking water. We've got the steel mills up and running again, probably never like they were going to be in the early 60s and 70s, but we are making that diverse change. And we're also looking at high tech. We're working in our area with the universities, University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown, St. Francis, in attempting to keep these young people in our area to have opportunities here to work and stay in Johnstown.
Linda Thompson, what has to happen, in your estimation, to bring this community all the way back?
Well, I think the mayor really hit the nail on the head. JARI was created in 1974 to diversify the economic base. I mean, that's precisely why we were invented, why we were created. And what we've been doing ever since for 41 years is precisely that, working to diversify and grow other parts of the economy other than the traditional steel and coal. Although we have worked over the years with the steel and coal industry as well. And what is interesting about our economy is that the steel industry is still very important here, and certain aspects of that steel industry, fabrication, we actually have a rolling mill still very strong here, and our wire mill, that are continuing to provide great jobs to our local residents. So we have a couple things going on. First of all, we need to strengthen and continue to expand those very strong industries and industry sectors who have been a part of our region forever. I mean, they're just strong, great companies that are continuing to be competitive in a world economy. But also, coupling with that, we've been looking at foreign direct investment, and we've brought in many foreign companies into our region who have grown and become assimilated here.
I know you maybe can't go through all of them, but who's shown interest?
Just give you an example of North American Hoganess, who is the world's largest producer of powder for the powdered metal industry. And if you know a little bit about the powdered metal industry, it's actually headquartered. Most of the production in powdered metal is in the north central region of Pennsylvania. And coming in, North American Hoganess is from Sweden, and they came here and grew their very capital-intensive production facilities here. And they have two facilities, one in the city of Johnstown and one right outside of Johnstown in Holsopple, Somerset County. So we've seen foreign direct investment happen here in the community, which has been a tremendous help to our diversification and getting into new industry sectors, but also building upon the great manufacturing heritage and the great technology heritage that this whole region was known for in its past. So this has really been tremendous. And then on top of that, we have a whole new effort to really grow an entrepreneurial ecosystem here that is better than we've ever had. One of the things about being in an old industrial community is that most people are used to working for the larger organization, the larger company. How do we get people now interested in building their own future and really, you know, being entrepreneurs? And so that's something that's very, very evident right now in this community and is an effort to get more entrepreneurial activity moving.
And I think I'd like to add, too, that Linda just touched on it briefly, but we're promoting Johnstown as a region, not just the city. We have approximately 75 to 100,000 people that live within a five-mile radius of Johnstown. So we've got to look at as a region, not only for business, but to promote our area.
Strength in numbers.
Yes.
And we got a sense of it in the piece that we ran earlier about the 1889 flood. But I think people sometimes lose sight of the fact, and I think what you're saying, Linda, is very important as well, in that Johnstown in the late 19th century was really on the cutting edge of technology and industry. And so a lot of what you're saying sounds like it's about recapturing that or capitalizing on the history of that.
That's exactly right. And how do we take those things that we're really known for and have been part of who we are and part of our culture and our workers? And I mean, one of the things you'll hear people say is that our workforce is second to none, and that we have great people here who like to think and be really participate in their company, in the company that they work with. And we try to take those strengths and build on them. And so now we're really capitalizing on our in tourism-related things relative to natural resources, our trail networks, our the outdoor amenities that we have, and our historic landmarks that you were just able to tour with Richard. So all of these things come together to make Johnstown a great place to locate and also provide a framework for which they can hopefully be entrepreneurial and make an important contribution to their company.
A lot of these artisans that were here before just are looking at creating in different ways. Our mills were built basically by a lot of the people that worked in them. They were creative, they were entrepreneurs, they developed things, they made things, and that's what we're trying to carry on just at a different level at this time.
Mayor Janakovic, I spoke with a gentleman yesterday at the fair that was a part of the Hockeyville USA celebration, and he said, quote, "We've been struggling in this community since the 1977 flood," end quote. And he feels that this event tomorrow night, the hockey game between the Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Cambria County War Memorial Arena, that it may be what finally puts the city on a positive trajectory, even though some of the economic developments that have been happening that you outlined, Linda, even though these things have been occurring, there needed to be something that harnesses the optimism for people in the community. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in this city when it was known as a friendly and clean and safe city. That was the motto that I grew up with, and some of that has
that
changed.
That would have been what time? At what point?
That would have been in the 60s and 70s, And it was where the city population was about 65,000 people then. The mills were operating, the economy was going great, it was still in the cities rather than the suburbs. At this time, we need to come up with a new face for Johnstown, and some of what we're working on, as Linda alluded to, is remaking cities, working with Carnegie Mellon, looking at what's worked in Pittsburgh or other areas similar to us. So a new branding, I guess, is what I'm looking at with Hockeyville. One, to create a place where people want to visit, a destination place, and a new outlook on Johnstown. Hockeyville has really brought the city and the region back together again. I know the people have always been there, but this has been a unified effort to make this happen, and I think it's a big celebration, first for Johnstown, but something that should carry on for years and decades.
One of the major issues in Johnstown is being a part of Pennsylvania's Act 47 program for distressed municipalities since 1992, something we're certainly familiar with, of course, in Pittsburgh. Unless Johnstown requests an extension, the city must exit from Act 47 by October of 2018, 3 years from now. Where do things stand with this?
Exiting it's easy, staying out of it's harder. We need a game plan that's going to be doable to work with the state, with the federal government. It's not just balancing a budget, but it's maintaining and balancing that budget. With the Act 47, there's a lot of things that come into play. Johnstown has been a city where we're rebuilding, but we're also rebuilding the police force, the fire, the equipment, those sorts of things. So I believe Johnstown's absolutely going in the right direction. We've been very fortunate. One of our hospitals here is now a for-profit, which generated some income, unexpected income to our budgets, but that's to be used wisely and presently to make us move forward. But the days of a Bethlehem still being here are gone. We're working on little small businesses, small and pop businesses, agencies that grow to make this city grow again.
Another challenge is addressing rampant blight. Describe how big a problem this is.
It's a major problem, but we're addressing it head on. Actually, it was at a meeting this morning where we're talking with the county about creating a land bank that would be taking over properties, trying to work through the system. A lot of people don't realize the hardest part about blight is identifying who owns it. Are there tax liens? Are there real estate liens? How long does it take to transfer these things? Working in conjunction with the business community to look at blighted properties to create new space for businesses to come in. And then again, for the citizens themselves to be able to have green space, to maybe put a garage up, to do those things. Unfortunately, we have a large amount of those properties, and every year it seems like we dispose of X number of them, and that many more pop up. So it's an ongoing challenge, but we are planning and dealing with it head on.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We are in Johnstown today looking at the city's past, present, and future on the eve of the Hockeyville USA exhibition game being held here tomorrow night between the Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. My guest here at the Johnstown Area Heritage Association Discovery Center are the mayor of Johnstown, Frank Janakovic, and Linda Thompson, president and CEO of Johnstown Area Regional Industries. Linda, you are very involved in Johnstown's Vision 2025 project. So what is the vision for the city 10 years from now?
The whole point of Vision 2025 is to really prepare Johnstown to be a resilient community. And that means more than just the downtown. That means the city and region, as the mayor stated.
This city has experience with resiliency, certainly, doesn't it?
It does. And I think what is really cool about the way Remaking Cities at CMU is helping us frame up this strategy is to really take something that we're really good at, which is resilience, and say, okay, now how do we move that forward and really make it sustainable, you know, being a resilient city and then moving forward with things like landscapes and good governance and having a good open local economy and having a strong sense of community. Those are sort of the framework in which we're working in for this new strategy going forward.
It's a very hopeful strategy, and I think a lot of people seem to be buying into this, or at least coming around to the notion of it. There are the folks who've fallen through the cracks, who've lost hope. Mayor Janakovic, certainly before we move on to some of the more of the good news coming out of Hockeyville USA or Johnstown, one of the problems you've had to confront in this city is what has been described as a drug-related crime epidemic. How is the city dealing with this?
We have solicited and got support from the Attorney General's office. We're working with the state police. We're working with the county task force and, of course, our own city police. It's an ongoing problem, not just for Johnstown. It's
sure.
A problem for the region, outside of our area. Unfortunately, the heroin epidemic is a real thing, and I think we have put blinders on for too many years. it's a real issue. The best I can say is we're at it every day, trying to stop and keep people from coming into the area. But it's also part of education, educating the young people or people in general, the use or misuse of drugs and heroin and those sorts of things. So they wouldn't be coming here if we weren't using it. So the problem is, how do we also treat it? So it's a balance. It just can't all be police enforcement. It's got to be education, and there's got to be a balance for treatment also.
When you say that the city seemed to be slow to coming around to dealing with the heroin problem, was it a lack or an unwillingness to acknowledge it, or did you know it was there and you just didn't, and people, the powers that be just didn't want to deal with it?
I don't think I meant the city. I meant in general. I think across our nation,
okay,
it's been looked at as it'll go away. It's not a problem. If you do reading.
Was that the feeling here in Johnstown? It'll go away?
I think so. It doesn't happen in our community. It doesn't happen in our schools. It's just something that happens elsewhere. And I think that's the notion across the United States and the states, too, not just to Johnstown. So it's the acceptance that we've got a problem and we have to deal with it.
So let's end this on a positive note, and certainly winning Kraft Hockeyville USA and the NHL exhibition game that comes with that tomorrow has lifted the spirits of the town and the citizens. We arrived here yesterday in preparation for our shows here today and tomorrow, and we certainly, you know, there's a palpable sense of hope and optimism and excitement in this town. Just talk about how the spirit of this event has lifted the feelings of the citizens of Johnstown.
The best part I can say is I can see it in the children's eyes and the young kids and the players that are our future here. The hockey leagues and those that are into sports, not just hockey, the enthusiasm that goes with it, it's regenerated. There is that negativism in all cities, but I think this has helped to deal with those issues and give people something to look forward to, something special. This is something that probably my grandson, who I hope to take to the game, will be telling his kids in 20, 30, 50 years, whatever the particulars may be. So it's a piece of history for Johnstown, really, for all of us here, something that we could all can enjoy and carry on.
And so where do we go from here? What do you think, Linda?
Well, I mean, I'll just say that, you know, the Hockeyville experience has been phenomenal for all of the business community here, ones that those who actually will benefit from the added business in the region and some of the notoriety of it, and others who are just so proud of being, of having a business here in this region and being able to support it. But not only that, Johnstown is a hockey town. I mean, we are a hockey town. And I moved here 15 years ago. And when I moved here, the first thing that I was told about was our East Coast Hockey League team, the Johnstown Chiefs. And I had season tickets for the Johnstown Chiefs before I could, I think, did anything else. But the point is that I think the people here love the game. And this is a very, this is just a tremendous way to show the love of sport and the history of the game and a lot of things here in our community. And I think it does showcase what the people here are all about. And first of all, they're fiercely loyal, and they love their heritage, and they love the culture here, and this is all part of who we are. So I think it's a really amazing week, and the festivities are going to be wonderful. So.
And prior to that, I was a Johnstown Jets who preceded the Chiefs here.
Right, we should explain. Yeah. There was the Jets. They were the longtime team here, and that's what the movie Slapshot is based on. The
Correct.
Team in the movie is called the Chiefs.
Right.
So after the success of that, the town adopted that team name.
Right. We had many players that made it up to the NHL from the East Coast Hockey League, and these were the days when the goalie didn't wear a mask, which you can't even imagine today. Players didn't wear helmets. And I remember going to the game where they threw chicken and eggs and stuff onto the ice and all those fun
things.
Those were
the days,
weren't
they, Frank?
Illegal today. But, no, that was kind of the spirit. And I think Linda hit on it. The last piece I have really is that Johnstown is its people was what make Johnstown. I went through the 77 flood, and people worked together to help each other. It wasn't about me or the other person. It was collectively working together. And that's the kind of spirit I've always seen being a native and growing up in Johnstown.
Yeah, and not to gloss over that, you, Mayor Janakovic barely survived that flood. We're certainly glad that you did, that the town did, that you're here today to share this conversation. Johnstown Mayor Frank Janakovic and Linda Thompson, President and CEO of Johnstown Area Regional Industries. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for inviting us today.
Thank you, and thank you for being here in Johnstown.
It's our pleasure. And when we return...
And come back.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And when we return in the program, we'll look at Johnstown's arts and culture scene. It's Essential Pittsburgh in Johnstown on 90.5 WESA.